RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Hello, my listener. Welcome back to English Bulletin over RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. In today's edition, we'll bring you our program summary for today. First, we'll bring you our news, followed by press review, today in history, focus, and news in brief. We'll continue our next program with Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany. We'll conclude our program for today with Music Corner. That was our program summary for today. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news read by Rahmana. First, the headlines. President Joko Widodo focuses on three programs for even economic growth. Indonesia and India had an opportunity to boost trade cooperation. Now the news in detail. President Joko Widodo has planned to focus on three programs to spread economic growth more evenly across Indonesia. Being present before 25,000 cadres of Hanura Party at the confirmation of new party board for 2016-2020 at International Convention Center in Sentul Bogor, West Java on Wednesday, he said that the government will conduct three programs to spread economic development more evenly. The three programs to be carried out are agrarian reform and asset distribution, capital access extension, and human resource development through vocational training. He stated that the government will distribute lands which are not productive to the people through small concessionaries and cooperatives as well as traditional community ownership scheme to assure even distribution and make these lands the property right of the people. Indonesia, as the largest trading partner of India in Southeast Asian region, has an opportunity to continue to enhance its trade cooperation and various fields, which are very broad and diverse. Moreover, both countries have common conditions which are comprised of plural societies from many different backgrounds. This was affirmed by Ambassador of India to Indonesia, Nancha Lofund Mukhopadhyay, in his speech to welcome a business speech at Gujarat Industry Federation of India to Indonesian Chamber of Commerce Kadin in Jakarta on Wednesday.
Indonesia is a very deep economy. It's a country with a great diversity of social, political, ethnic, linguistic diversity, much like in India. It's our largest trading partner in the ASEAN. So there are lots and lots of opportunities for you represent a wide variety of sectors, including pharmaceuticals, oils and power, infrastructure, energy, chemicals, IT, agriculture.
Ambassador Nancha also added that Indonesia and India also have similarities in terms of politics, especially in terms of economic development. This was expressed when Vice President of Indonesia Yusuf Kalla held a meeting with Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi last December in New Delhi, India. Indonesia Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi stated there are some groups of countries that have so far not optimally established trade cooperation with Indonesia. On the second day of Indonesian Trade Minister World Meeting, which held in Jakarta on Wednesday, Minister Retno said the group of countries belongs to Africa, Latin America, and Eurasia. Thus, Minister Retno Marsudi invites Indonesia Minister of Trade Enggar Tias Tolukita and Head of Indonesian Investment Board Thomas Lambon to optimize cooperation with the three countries that are Indonesian main focus on trade in 2017 and the years to come.
Karena itu adalah pasar-pasar yang memiliki potensi yang sangat tinggi dan sampai sekarang.
Because the market has very highly potential, but now we have not worked optimally for those. Therefore, we have set the priorities. The priority does not mean that we leave the traditional market, not at all. Strengthening traditional market remains to be done by conducting negotiations, but at the same time, markets are not yet
antara lain dengan mengadakan negosiasi-negosiasi yang saya sebutkan, tetapi pada saat yang sama pasar-pasar yang selama ini belum tergarap dengan baik kita fokuskan. Dan sekali lagi pada saat kita bicara,
Minister Retno Marsudi further explained that her ministry has developed concrete forms of cooperation. She said that she had visited African countries, namely South Africa, Mozambique, and Egypt. During the visit, the Minister of Foreign Affairs with the representative of Indonesian state-owned enterprise Exim Bank and Indonesian Chamber of Commerce and Industry. They were exploring cooperation with African countries. Minister Retno Marsudi targets that 2017 is the year of pursuing cooperation with the countries in the African region, and this can be well explored. Bandung City in West Java has been selected as the host of the OIC Broadcasting Regulation Authority's Forum, IBRAF. This makes Bandung Mayor Ridwan Kamil honor and proud. Representatives of Islamic countries in the world are present in Bandung to perform that annual event. Bandung, with its history of the Asian African Conference, is very appropriate to be the host of the OIC IBRAF. Mayor Ridwan Kamil said that Trans Luxury Hotel Bandung on Wednesday that Bandung was selected as the most Islamic city in Indonesia in 2016. He said that this is an important moment in which the world media must have a consistent vision. News which is consumed by viewers around the world has made many ideologies spread across the nation more massively. In the opening of the forum, Mayor Ridwan Kamil was asked to read the declaration called Media for World Harmony, From Bandung to the World. The charter of the declaration was signed by the Mayor of Bandung, then President IBRA Indonesian Broadcasting Committee, Chairman West Java Governor Ahmad Heriawan, Rector of University Pajajaran, Tri Hanggono Ahmad, and Indonesian Minister of Communication and Information Rudiantara, as well as Indonesian Coordinating Minister of Maritime Affairs Luhut Binsar Panjaitan. This news is coming to you from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Surabaya Mayor Tri Risma Hari ini said that the Surabaya Regional Government Administration is committed to turning the city into a digital startup center in Indonesia. She announced a plan to hold a conference and technical training with a number of technology and business experts from Silicon Valley, San Francisco, USA. Mayor Risma told journalists at their office in Surabaya, Japan, Wednesday that several CEOs such as those from Google, Intel, Facebook, and Instagram will come to Surabaya. A dozen of CEOs from leading technology companies and information technology experts are scheduled to share their experience to young generations in August. She also pointed out that the Startup Business Conference is a follow-up of her visit to the United States in mid-February. Mayor Risma expressed her wish to motivate young generation to start their businesses during the conference in August. The government has signed a guarantee agreement worth 37.2 trillion rupiah for four toll road projects. Indonesian Finance Minister Sri Mulyani Indrawati said in her opening address of the signing event in Jakarta on Wednesday that guarantee agreement for toll road projects has been awarded for safe and secure investment. She said the government will guarantee the toll road projects of Jakarta Cikampek to Elevated in West Java, Krian Legundi Bundar Manyar in East Java, Cilunyi Sumedang Dawuant in West Java, and Seran Panimban in Banten. Minister Sri Mulyani also explained that the scope of work of Indonesian Finance Ministry in the project includes political risk caused by regulatory changes. Another risk to be guaranteed is land clearing problems and dispute in tariff increases and force majeure. Meanwhile, Indonesian Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs Darmin Nasution inspected the impressive project to boost the economy. The last item, President Director of PT Kereta Cepat Indonesia China, Hanggoro Budi Wiryawan, said that the Jakarta-Bandung high-speed train project will progress to construction stage. He said after attending a meeting with West Java Governor Ahmad Heriawan in Bandung on Wednesday that the company is making the preparation to start the construction work and acquiring land based on Law No. 2, 2012 on the land procurement for public interest. Hanggoro remarked that the construction work will commence next month in several different locations such as Walini in Purwakarta and West Bandung. Hanggoro added that the construction work includes construction of high-speed railways. That's news over the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Listener, our commentary today entitled Indonesian-Australian Economic Cooperation Agreement to be immediately completed in 2017. The dynamics of relations between Indonesia and Australia often undergo ups and downs. Although problems sometimes occurred as close neighbors, both countries are very integral. Moreover, both Indonesia and Australia also need each other in terms of economic, cultural, and social and security aspects. Referring to the dynamic relationship, the governments of Indonesia and Australia had been negotiating trade agreements and investment in the Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement, CEPA, which is going to be completed sooner. In regard to this, State Cabinet Secretary Pramono Anung, after attending limited cabinet meeting at the Presidential Palace in Jakarta on Tuesday, February 21st, said that through the signing of Indonesia-Australian Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement, i.e. CEPA, the value of trade and investment of both countries is expected to increase. He also said that the Indonesian government hopes the talks between the two countries will be completed by 2017, so the implementation of this agreement can be realized immediately. Meanwhile, head of the investment coordinating board BKPN, Thomas Lembong, said he, along with Trade Minister Enggar Tias Tolukita, has reported to President Joko Widodo that negotiations with Australia took place quite smoothly. There was no significant obstacle in completing the agreement this year. Thomas Lembong also remarked that if the agreement of ICEPA can be successfully completed, it will be the first bilateral agreement in the field of trade and investment between Indonesia and Australia over the last 10 years. Within the ICEPA, the cooperation between Indonesia and Australia is not only focused on trade. Thomas Lembong affirmed that there are few strategic sectors offered by both countries as investment in the mining, finance, and tourism sectors. Looking at the importance of relations between the two sides, ICEPA is being prioritized because many benefits can be achieved and studied by Indonesia. For example, Australian financial sector is considered to be advanced and it has sizable asset. In addition, Australia has undergone rapid technological advancement. However, Indonesia has to be careful because the policy of Australian government often changes as how Australia looks at Indonesia. Indonesia certainly expect the wiretapping incident towards Indonesian senior officials not to happen again. This was carried out by Australians some time ago. In addition, the handling of the cases of narcotics, both people and regional security that are sometimes detrimental to Indonesia, can be used as a main consideration to be partnered with Australia. Problems always emerge, but all of them are not barriers to pursue cooperation for mutual benefits of both countries. Listener, that was commentary today, read by Rahmana.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Today in History. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Hello listener, wherever you are, welcome back to Today in History. We begin with an event which occurred on February 23rd, 1903, when Guantanamo Gulf belonging to Cuba began to be leased by United States for Navy base. Guantanamo Gulf is located in Guantanamo province of the southeast of Cuba. On 23 February 1903, Thomas Estrada Palma, an American citizen who became the first president of Cuba, offered Guantanamo Gulf to be leased by United States as a Navy base. Based on the Cuban-American Treaty in 1934, the government of United States received complete jurisdiction on control on whole area of Guantanamo Gulf, which was leased by United States. The lease was valid for a non-limited period, except there is an agreement of two countries to stop the lease. The next event was in 1947 when International Organization for Standardization, ISO, was established. The International Organization for Standardization, ISO, is an international standard-setting body composed of representatives from various national standards organizations. Founded on 23 February 1947, the organization promotes worldwide proprietary industrial and commercial standards. Its headquarters is in Geneva, Switzerland, and as of 2015, it has worked in 163 countries. It was one of the first organizations granted general consultative status with the United Nations Economic and Social Council. And the last event was that on 23rd of February 1957, former President Sukarno surrendered his power and authority to General Suharto. The Super Smart, the Indonesian abbreviation for Surat Perintah 11 Maret, which means Order of March the 11th, was a document signed by Indonesian First President Sukarno on 11 March 1966, giving the Army Commander Lieutenant General Suharto authority to take whatever measures he deems necessary to restore order to the chaotic situation during the Indonesian killings of 1965-1966. In effect, the Super Smart came to be seen as the key instrument of the transfer of executive power from Sukarno to Suharto on 23 February 1967 as mandate holder of TAPT EPRS No. 9-1967. The announcement was officially handed over by President Sukarno at the State Palace on 7 until 12 March 1967. Provisional People Consular Assembly held a special session with the provision number 33 EPRS 1967 decided to report power of the government of President Sukarno and to full mandate as a president. Listener, that was Today in History, read by Rahmana.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Focus, daily news and events.
Hello, listeners. It's nice to be with you in our regular program, Focus, through our rival service post Indonesia in Jakarta. The theme of today's Focus is Fashion ASEAN Economic Community, Indonesian Doctors Ready to Compete. Facing the ASEAN Economic Community, AEC, Indonesia needs to prepare knowledge and skill, including intelligence and professionalism. This means that Indonesia must be ready to compete either locally, nationally, regionally, and even globally. This was stated by Deputy Governor of West Kalimantan, Kristiandi Sangjaya, when opening the National Symposium in Pontianak, West Kalimantan recently. He said that the competitive spirit should be embedded in all levels of health workers who work in the government, private sector, and who carry out their own practice independently. He said that the development of science and technology in medicine is very fast. Of course, this will affect the quality of health service in the province of West Kalimantan. Therefore, the improvement of skill for medical workers is important, such as through this national symposium. Furthermore, Kristiandi Sanjaya said the children are the future of the nation. Thus, the health of the children from early period has to be monitored properly because they are the future hope of the nation. This includes in the Nawacita for the promotion of good quality human resources. To reach this, it starts from healthy children. In regard to this, the improvement of human qualities should begin at early age. This means that the health of the pregnant mothers, infants, and children will affect the quality of future generations. Therefore, the handling of children's health is very important to be paid attention to. As a result, Indonesian doctors are expected to work professionally in accordance with the competence and authority. They have to be always aware and responsive to current health issues, whether local, national, regional, and global ones, such as vaccines and counterfeit drugs, rabies, and other diseases as Zika. Listener, that was Focus Today, read by Rahmana. Here in News in Brief, read by Rahmana, President Joko Widodo has planned to focus on three programs to spread economic growth more evenly across Indonesia. Indonesia, as the largest trading partner of India in Southeast Asian region, has an opportunity to continue and enhance its trade cooperation in Peru's fields, which are very broad and diverse. Indonesia Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi stated that there are some groups of countries that have so far not optimally established trade cooperation with Indonesia. Bandung City in West Java has been selected as the host of the OIC Broadcasting Regulation Authority's Forum, IBRA. This makes Bandung Mayor M. Ridwan Kamil honored and proud. Surabaya Mayor Tri Risma Hari Ini said that the Surabaya Regional Government Administration is committed to turning the city into a digital startup center in Indonesia. The government has signed a guarantee agreement worth 37.2 trillion rupiah for 4 toll road projects. Indonesian Finance Minister Sri Mulyani Indrawati said in her opening address of the signing event in Jakarta on Wednesday. The guarantee agreement for toll road project has been awarded for safe and secure investments. President Director PT Kereta Cepat Indonesia China Hanggoro Budi Wiryawan said that the Jakarta-Bandung high-speed train project will progress to the construction stage. That's news in brief from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id. You're still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, broadcasting to the frequencies of 9525 kHz, 11.785 kHz, and 15.150 kHz. You can also listen through our audio streaming at www.voi.co.id. Here is our next program, Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listener, welcome back to the regular Indonesian Wonder. Today we'll take you traveling to Purworejo, so stay tuned. Listener, Purworejo is one of Regencies in Central Java. Talking about tourism, Purworejo relying on beach tourism because of the bigger potential of the tourism beach, where it directly bordered with Indian Ocean in the south. Purworejo relying on its tourism objects, namely Ketawang Beach, Keburuhan Beach or Pasir Puncu, and Jatimalang Beach. The beauty of the beaches in Purworejo, supported by the beautiful caves, such as Selokarang Cave and Sandang Sono Cave, means the pool under the Sono trees. Besides, there is also another beautiful cave that we will introduce you today, namely Seplawan Cave. Listener, the cave which is located in Manoreh Mountain region is a wet cave where contains flowing water in it. Donorejo precise located in Donorejo Village, Kaligusing sub-districts, Purworejo, Sentul Java, bordered directly with Kulon Progo in Yogyakarta. To get there, you have to pass the roads in the village that winding and uphill because the cave is located at 800 meters above sea level. From the downtown Purworejo, you have to travel to 20 kilometers to the east. When you reach the Balidono Market, you can continue the journey by public transportation to Seplawan. You can visit Seplawan Cave from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. with a ticket price of 4,000 rupiah per person and 3,000 rupiah for vehicle parking. Listener, entering the Seplawan Cave tourism site, you can immediately feel cold weather. The location of Seplawan Cave is not far from the parking area. You can simply walk a few meters. Before entering the Seplawan Cave, you will offer a large statue of replica Golden Lord Shiva and Goddess Parvati. In the past, around 1979, with the discovering of the Seplawan Cave, there was also found a golden statue, which was identified by historians as the statues of Lord Shiva and Goddess Parvati. The statues are currently stored in the National Museum in Jakarta. As a sign of the relic was found, then it was created replicas of the two statues in Seplawan Cave. Listener, tracing this cave, you do not need a special equipment. The road inside the cave majority have a flat road, which sometimes dampened with the water flow. Just walking in a couple of meters, you will find a pool with clear water when it's not rain. With a total 750 meters length, the path in the cave has a stalemate path, so when we want to come out this cave, we must pass through the entrance gate. About 20 meters into the cave, you will find a narrow path. The easel is only 80 centimeters tall and only enough for one person. You also have to stop to walk at 2-3 meters long, but after passing through it, you will see the beauty of Seplawan Cave. Inside the cave, which composed with limestone, there is a relief, resembles a shark fin. Additionally, you can also see the beauty of stalactites and stalagmites of the cave. Seplawan Cave also offers a beautiful mountain landscape from the hill next to the cave. There is also a view place like Joglo, which offering the scenery of Manoreh Mountain, the city of Magelang and Yogyakarta. In the sunny day, you can see five mounds at once, namely Mount Slamet and Mount Sumbing. That was today's edition of Indonesian Wonder with the topic Seplawan Cave. Tomorrow we will back again with other interesting topics. Sampai jumpa.
Miscellany on Indonesia, a segment featuring various actual information.
Listener of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, welcome back to Miscellany. In today's edition, we will inform you about monitoring application and the report of Jakarta's election result. Stay tuned. Listener, the massive progress of social media cannot be avoided. Everyone must follow the progress, even using it for self-interest or common interest. In addition, not only the young generation who used and utilized the social media, the previous generation has also started to take a part, including Indonesian President Joko Widodo. The president has Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube accounts. Even recently, President Joko Widodo also uploaded his video blog or vlog on YouTube and Facebook. The first vlog that Jokowi's made is an event of his presence at the President's Cup 2017 in Maguwo Harjo Stadium, Yogyakarta. Then the second vlog tells his journey in a day in Ambon, Maluku. President Joko Widodo also opened a questions and answer session in a video talk show. Those questions will be answered later directly by Jokowi through video. The information about question answer session will be uploaded by the president himself via his Facebook account. In his account, there is also a poster as an invitation for the citizen to ask questions to President with hashtag Jokowi Menjawab. This activity is a way for the President to listen to people directly and take the advantage of social media. On the account, President called the citizens to send a question via video with 30-second duration. But the activity is given especially for young generation of 13 until 20 years old. One video must contain one question. The videos then have to be uploaded on YouTube, including the name and age at the beginning of the video with free themes. Next, the citizen who already uploaded the video must send a message to President Joko Widodo's Jokowi's Facebook account with the link of the video that uploaded on YouTube. The video also must contain with hashtag Jokowi Menjawab. The delivery of video is open from 18 until 25th of February 2017. The selected video will be directly answered by President Jokowi by using other videos. Well, listener, that was today's edition of Miscellany with the team monitoring application and the report of Jakarta's election results. I'm Nika Kusumawati. I'll see you again on another interesting topic. Sampai jumpa.
Meet again tomorrow with another Miscellany on Indonesia.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Listener of RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are, welcome back to Music Corner, a musical segment which introduces you to an Indonesian music, either traditional or modern ones. In today's edition, we will invite you to flashback to the 90s. As a teenager in general, usually you have an idol, maybe in sport or art like movie stars or singer. One of young idol in the era was Nike Ardila. Besides beautiful face, she also has a beautiful voice. One of Indonesian talented songwriter Dedi Dores interested to promote Nike Ardila in the Indonesian pop music industry at the time. Nike Ardila with the song created by Dedi Dores was easy to reach the top of pop music industry in Indonesia with the song that brings success to her career entitled Bintang Kehidupan. So let's listen to a song Bintang Kehidupan by Nike Ardila as the beginning of today's edition of Music Corner. Thank you.
that song has popularized Nico Ardila to her peak of career. A number of albums arguably successful in the market. Her songs have frequently reached the top of the chart in entire private radio broadcasts. Success with her singer career, Nico also expanded her career to movie screen, and she has successfully started some of national films which most of them tells about a teenage life. Unfortunately, she cannot enjoy her career. At the top of her career, Nico experienced a tragic accident which took her life. Nico left a memory with her songs which are still being enjoyed until now. Well, listener, let's listen to one song from Nico Ardila entitled Mama Aku Ingin Pulang.
Thank you.
listener, the song that we have just listened seems to say that Nika left her lovers forever. Nika made this history for the development of pop songs in Indonesia. Well, listener, we conclude today's edition with the last song entitled Seberkah Sinar by Nika Ardila. Enjoy the song.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
ceritanya mudah berubah. Bisa Mahabharata atau tragedi dari Yunani. Wow. Setiap kita dapat satu perdana yang harus kita mainkan. Ada peran wajar dan ada peran berpura-pura. Mengapa kita bersandiwara? Wah, mengapa kita bersandiwara? Bikin kita terbahak-bahak. Barang bercinta bikin orang mabuk kebayang. Dunia ini penuh peranan. Dunia ini bagaikan jembatan kehidupan. Mengapa kita bersandiwara? Mengapa kita bersandiwara? Kita bersandiwara. Wah, mengapa kita bersandiwara? Mengapa kita bersandiwara?
Mengapa kita bersandiwara?
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id, or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.